Welcome to episode 120 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
That's word for word perfect. I'm Chris. We also have Tom with us tonight, and we're going to drink four beers from Sam Adams Brewing.
Look, we need a special voice to say this is a very special episode. Oh, yeah, you can say it. You have a better voice than me.
Oh, this is a very special episode.
Our first episode, the pilot episode of CNBC, was with a flight of Sam Adams beers. We're hitting it up again at 120. Actually, this is episode 121 because our pilot was episode zero. But
Shit.
All right, let's see what I'm pulling out first from here.
That's what Chris said to get me to do this show the first time.
Oh, I need a bottle of
this. He also said that. Shit. He said, let me pull this out for you.
You can, how do you do that?
Like, shall we vamp?
I've got a bottle opener.
Okay.
I'm still in college.
Then you open this.
We shall pass this.
We're going to do the Sam Adams Cold IPA as the first one, guys.
And we love, Sam Adams was our entry into the craft beer scene all the way back in the 90s.
Back when, like, that was the craft beer.
Yeah, I mean, there
paid,
was...
paid import prices.
There yes, you go.
You did pay import prices. I don't know where any of my glasses
there's
are.
There's a glass
you
right there.
You have a glass?
Mm-hmm. There's one right in front of you.
Well, first let me hit Tom up here.
Yeah. Ooh, that smells that nice. This is a very clear, like, not hazy, maybe straw color. I don't know.
It's so dark. I'll do that thing.
That's
another
one.
All right.
I got another.
You got another?
I got another.
Nice, clean, hoppy smell on it.
So much for,
What is it? Temperance.
Is this, did you get this in a 12-pack of Sam Adams beers or what? Where did this come from?
I believe I got a case of Samuel Adams from Costco in Delaware where it's A, tax-free, B, wholesale. No alcohol tax.
Do you know what that, that what was it called? The seasonal, the Brewmaster's collection, the what?
Specialty? This might have been the...
Or just a variety pack.
This one had the winter IPA, the old Fezziwig, the regular Sam Adams, cold snap. So it has like a winter variety pack, perhaps?
Gotcha. Think I've found it.
All right. Which one are we drinking right now?
This is their cold IPA. Crisp cold IPA with a burst of zesty piney hops.
Not getting the pine.
I got some hops on the nose. I'm not sure if it was pine, but...
Definitely getting hops.
Yeah, definitely getting hops.
Not getting the pine, though. Getting a little sharp tang, but again, we could be palate blasted, but...
We have drank a lot of... Like, we've probably had 25 different types of beers tonight. Like, sharing samplers... Right?
At least 25.
Yeah. Like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, plus 6. Yeah, yeah, definitely like over 25.
Jesus.
Like we didn't drink 25 12-ounce beers, to be sure.
No, we drank 25 4-ounce beers.
Or 2-ounce beers, because we would split them. What is 25 times 2 ounces?
Look,
that's 50 ounces.
This is
that's
like
only
algebra.
Like 4 beers.
Is zero
5 beers.
A placeholder?
Sorry. Exactly. Exactly. 6 months later, you agree that there could be no modern mouth without zero, and zero is a placeholder. And then subtraction turned out to be addition's tricky partner.
I don't know. Anything else you guys got to say about this beer?
I don't get any pine. Are you getting any pine? I'm not getting any West
Coast.
I get
a little pine, I feel like. But it could be from the pine trees in the woods in your yard.
True. We should burn some of those.
I feel like it's a very basic IPA.
Yeah.
It's a very,
there's nothing outstanding about it. You're not getting a lot of different tastes. Like you're
it's not funky dank, blah. It's not super tropical. It's not super citrus. It's
not
just
super hoppy.
Just
it's
a light IPA.
And easy drinking.
Yeah.
In their defense, though, IPA is supposed to be drinking fresh. This may not be the freshest IPA.
Yeah. I have been to the Sam Adams Brewery long time ago, like when I was first getting into craft brew. Sherry, with my wife, was going to college up in Boston to get her master's degree at Boston College, and we went to this brewery, and it was in a little bit of a sketchy neighborhood.
So
it was a little bit of a sketchy neighborhood, and but it was a great brewery tour. Like, I remember the early brewery tours were not all stellar, guys. Like, some of them were really bad, actually.
Do you remember, though, in the old days when you went on a brewery tour before it was all about marketing and stuff and they wanted you to go to the gift shop, they would hand you a pint glass.
You would get tons of beer. You would get tons of beer, yes. They would give you a pint
glass full of the beer that they wanted to advertise. And then while you're walking through the tour, they would get, try something different. Try this. By the time you were done the tour, you had had like 19 pints of beer.
I knew exactly where you were going with this. That's why I got into beer drinking.
Yeah. And they'd be pouring them right out of the tanks. Yes. And they'd take you back. And they were delicious. Now we're back at the bar and have 12 more beers.
Yes, and they told you all about the history. Like, it was amazing.
But you didn't remember any of it because you'd had 19
beers. No, but you would be in that thing. Like, from that point on, you were incepted and always bought those beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they stopped doing that. Wild Goose did that. I mean, but they also, all these beer companies I am talking about, out of business. So, might have been a problem.
Except Sam Adams.
But
was Sam Adams like warehouse? You know what I mean? Like, was it the original location?
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure they're not brewing there anymore. I'm sure they're brewing in a bigger space now.
If you go to like Yingling, like they still have their like original building.
Yeah. Really, I've been cool to Yingling tour. They do a good
brewery. Like
they
under the building and in the cold where they used to store cakes. And you go back across the street.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Where is the Yingling HQ? That sounds like an awesome time.
In like central Pennsylvania.
It's Pottstown,
one of these very sad central Pennsylvania towns.
The town floating is Yingling, and like everybody else is
that
just
makes
like
sense.
Yingling and meth.
Sitting on their porch drinking Yingling.
See, I went to college at the University of Scranton. There were people from Pottsville there, and all of Pennsylvania fits that definition.
Yeah.
And, well, at least Yingling
the main industry
is there.
All gone, and people are just clinging.
Yeah, like there were railroad tracks overgrown with grass, which was the only green space that were the tracks that went to New York. Came from New York. So the first things that went stagnant were the New York to Scranton. And then the next thing was Scranton to New York. Like, after everybody who could left and nobody else could afford to leave, everybody just stayed. And then the only thing in Scranton were old people who couldn't afford to move to Florida and people who couldn't get out of Scranton. It was terrible. You get beat up on the weekends. It was
well.
Not
that's
a fun
nice.
Time.
For
I mean,
a
are we recording?
Podcast.
I forgot we were doing a podcast.
Let's see what else we don't. We have
a reason I did not like being
any
a screen,
material.
By the way, and in the office, it was picked as the worst city to be the setting for that series about the worst job you could ever have. They picked
Scranton. I know what we'll do.
They used to have water warnings in Scranton where for like 5 days you couldn't bathe because the water was so fucking corroded by the rusted ass pipes.
All right, we're going to have to crank through this episode because my battery's running low. Tom, surely you've had recent beer experiences. You go to the breweries up there in Baltimore, Towson area. Yeah. What? Anything you want to call out from some recent beer experiences for you?
I think some of the more memorable ones, Peabody Heights is on like 34th Street by where the old Memorial Stadium used to be. And it's a really cool location. They've kind of dedicated the inside, not as much to the Orioles of the 50s, but
Orioles of the 70s?
No, the Negro Leagues. And so there's a lot of memorabilia in there from the... I don't remember what the team names were called then. But it's very cool to just
get
that.
We would sound super woke if you did.
But it just kind of a cool nostalgia, like, going in. They've got some, obviously, Memorial Stadium stuff, and it's just nicely themed. A lot of their beers are named after different baseball
I would like things. To go. The only time I ever enjoyed baseball was back in the day when the Orioles played up at Memorial Stadium, and my uncle had a job as a sports writer in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and he grew up in New Jersey, but his team was the Orioles. And he would come down here and make his older brother bring his kid, which was me, to the baseball thing. The only time I had fun, he taught me how to score a baseball game. And
fill out the little sheet you
get
there.
Yeah, and like he made it interesting, and he knew people, and so we'd get to go down in the dugout and stuff, and I got to meet some of the players and stuff like that. And
back so, when you could do that kind of stuff.
It was the 70s, so there weren't as many nutty people around.
And the players weren't prima donnas. They weren't making tens of millions. Yeah, right?
They were working class. Oriented. Yeah. They were happy to have someone like talk to them and be excited to see them.
Yeah. It was a good time. But I also remember being in that neighborhood area, and like my uncle just loved that flavor too of just like, and we'd buy the pretzels off the street and da 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 da, and like be in the neighborhood, and like you'd park in this special place and.
Well, you parked in, like, you didn't park usually in Memorial Stadium parking lot. Like, you parked in the neighborhood.
And you
like
hung
you said,
out.
You'd walk up and there'd be vendors selling the peanuts and whatever.
Yes.
Like, it was very community feel, right?
It felt more legit than the walk to the
stadium was part of the whole atmosphere
and
vibe.
And then I went to Canyon Yards, and Canyon Yards is beautiful, but it's fake. And Memorial was real. Like, you're in an actual neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, exactly. Exactly what you said. So I now want to check out this Peabody place.
That's
that
cool.
Sounds awesome.
Because, again, it's just, you know, it's a couple blocks from where the stadium used to be. And so you are, like, back in the neighborhood. So it just does kind of ooze that vibe of
right
what the Orioles were then.
Yeah.
I bought some baseball cards. Like, they still had old packs of, like, 90s baseball cards, tops and whatever. And I'm like, yes, I am buying it. I had the gum in it. Like, I was like, all
right,
if this isn't nostalgic, like,
right.
I don't know what is.
Exactly. Now, that sounds awesome. And I've had some Peabody beers. I did not
That orange Haterade was Peabody.
That was
Peabody?
Yeah, I knew we just had it recently.
And
there we go.
And to top it, so they have a game room with all the old 80s arcades that you can play for free.
Oh, nice.
So, like, if that doesn't put you over the top of playing
I'm
a little
Miss
Pac-Man.
Craig would love that shit, man.
Yeah.
Changing my flight. All
right.
Let's open the next beer. This
BWI,
one is
check it out.
Sam Adams Holiday White Ale. Who had the bottle opener?
Tom has the bottle opener. I'll pass the bottle to Tom.
Mike's breaking some wood to throw in the fire.
All right, so this is
Holiday White Ale.
Yeah, I mean, it's light in color.
So, Holiday White, I'm bracing for some extra spices. I don't know.
Well, I'm getting an initial, like, citrusy.
I get the initial.
Maybe like a grapefruit?
Wit, I feel like.
Hmm. All right, what color are you guys getting? It's kind of ambery. It's not quite.
Oh,
light.
Yeah. It's got some holiday spices in it. Drink it.
Don't smell it, but it's
some nutmeg hit.
Yes, yes.
Mm.
Nutmeg, cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's tasty.
Reminds me of Old Fezziwig, I think, which is one of the ones we have, right?
This reminds you of Old Fezziwig.
That was like a holiday spice beer, too, right?
I remember it tasting spicy. But to be honest, I haven't had one. But this one tastes really nice, and it's like almost like a saison or like a, you know, where the yeast gives it that different flavor profile.
Let me see, dude. Where do you live in fucking downtown DC?
Right, I'm supposed to be out in the country, but these motherfuckers drive by here with their weird ass jalopies.
All right, here's what Sam Adams says: crisp, zesty ale,
yes,
with visits from three festive flavors: cinnamon, nutweed, and nutmeg, and a dusting of orange peel. Nostalgic and warm, bold flavor, and complex, noble hop character.
I mean, that's
I'm following that.
That's on the head. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree with everything. It's like Blue Moon, but better.
Way better than Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just looking for that plain, crisp wit, Blue Moon's not bad.
It's not. It's a good one. And this
this
one
has more because it has that spice to it.
It has like, spice.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you don't want the holiday spice.
Nutmeg cinnamon makes it less of a summer refresh beer, which is what I would say Blue Moon is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like this, the spice does give it a little bit more of that like
a little more holiday wintry character. Yeah. Which you might not always want, but tonight I'm works. Down even though it's spring and we're going to
sit up with a campfire. It's spring, it's April, it's still a little chilly in the air and we got a fire. It's like the winter, sort of. We're talking about baseball. Not really. I do like it. It says holiday, it doesn't say which holiday. Right?
No, it doesn't say which holiday.
Could be Easter.
Yeah, true.
Could be Ramadan, could be
the old Passover. Ramadan beer. Mm.
This was the holiday variety pack.
That does sound asshole-ish, doesn't it? All right. Thanks for being woke, Tom. No Ramadan beer. But Passover, Easter could work.
We fast and we don't drink alcohol, but here's our beer that would represent us.
So, do we have a Listomania, or we have a beer experience? Where are we going with this one, Mr. Steinig? Don't be falling asleep at the wheel.
I don't know. Let me find a Listomania. Should we do, like, in honor of Tom visiting us,
yes.
Baltimore top breweries?
So, why don't we get a little quick bio on Tom? This is the second episode. We haven't really asked him. Tom.
That's true.
Give us a little who you are, what you want, and why Baltimore's special to you.
Oh, wow. And that's deep without this being scripted. That's a whole lot.
Answer any, all, or none of that.
All right. Well, I mean, I work in student activities at Towson University. I've been living in the Baltimore area since I left Damascus.
So, where we all went to high school together.
Apparently, I've never left Damascus, which is why we keep coming back together.
Tom was class of 91, yeah?
Yeah.
90 and 89 here.
Oh, my God. I just broke something. Yeah, so I've been up there since the early 90s. Got a job at Towson right out of college and have worked there since. I think it's from keeping on path with it. With this podcast,
okay.
We now have something else to burn because Mike's chair is now garbage. I think it's become a pretty good brew town. Surprisingly, Baltimore doesn't really kind of fit that vibe when you think about Baltimore, but there is a number of really first-class breweries that I've attended that give you a lot of different flavor profiles.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
And it's kind of the cool thing that I like about Baltimore County in general is that you go from like the rural suburbs of the northern county to the city of going into Baltimore, and the breweries that are located in the county really represent that. Big Truck is a big one in the rural area that's like you can sit there and you look over the plains of Baltimore County.
Oh, wow.
But then you can be down in Peabody Heights, where, like, the view isn't anything great because you're looking at row homes, but they still have a great beer selection, and you have all the nostalgia of the Orioles. And so, like, you really get to pick a variety of different kind of breweries based off of their location. So I really come to enjoy the area because that's kind of what the county offers. There's just such a variety. If you want the nature, you have it. If you want the city, you have it.
That's awesome.
All right, so
there's something about Baltimore that's like that's distinctly like DC is like a transient city, like it doesn't.
Yeah, people passing through.
Yeah,
Baltimore doesn't have that same feel.
Baltimore is a city of
people that live there.
You still have the neighborhoods, right? It's a city that's still focused on its neighborhoods.
Yeah.
The corner bar is the place to go. Like,
yeah,
it's not the chain store. Like every neighborhood still has its like gathering place. It's very
right.
Community oriented.
Agreed. And it has those roots and it has those distinct flavors, and in those neighborhoods there are the unique qualifiers. I mean, DC has some of that, but not as,
I think the transient nature makes DC like a tougher
city
to feel like it's real. There's cool stuff in DC, don't get me wrong,
but it's a sense of like nobody really connects.
There's 100%. No community. Really?
Right.
Is there a community in DC?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it's not even self-governed. I don't want to get political, but yeah. So Baltimore definitely has those great vibes. That's awesome.
Yeah,
especially
to get connected to, right? Like,
yeah.
You're either working for the government there or you're a tourist.
Right.
And that's really kind of what it offers, where Baltimore, you live there, work there.
You're part of the city. Right. Yeah, completely agree.
All right, guys, let's grab the next beer in our list. This is Sam Adams Black Lager, dark and roasted. We need the bottle opener over there again.
All right, passing it over here. And this is not made out of wood, and this is not supposed to break.
Yeah, you can't break this or burn this.
How on
what
earth
happened?
Did I break this fucking chair?
These are nice chairs, too. Don't fuck these up.
They were. I hope it's repairable.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's got some color for sure. Yeah, that's out. Stout written all over it.
Black lager is what they call this.
Yeah.
Did you pour some?
I have not had any yet. I'm still trying to figure out how I broke this goddamn.
But there's a indestructible. There's still like a red hint to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put it up to
dark,
the light.
But it's
get
got
some red. I don't get an immediate like chocolate or coffee off of it.
No, which excites me because that's. I mean, the reason I don't do as many porters because that taste just gets.
Oh, you don't like that? You don't like the porter stouts?
Very particular. Like, it's got to be a certain time.
Okay.
You know, I'm really like St. Patty's looking for Day that Guinness. Taste. But, like, that's I feel like stouts really, for me, always kind of hit the same note.
Because
it's just, like, I'm getting that bean flavor.
It's chocolate
and, like,
or coffee. Right.
Right.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, so
I hear
it makes it very unimaginative to me.
This tastes like another boot beer.
Oh, like an easy drinker, like a German Dunkel or something
German
like that.
Dunkel
yeah,
is what this tastes like to me.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely get the malt once you taste it.
Oh yeah, you get a little coffee, I think, on the flavor a little bit. It's not like super strong, or is it coffee or is it something else?
It's not. It's like molasses.
Molasses, maybe. Yeah. Or like
You got some. This is. Wait, what is this? This is
black lager.
A lager. Okay, that makes sense. Because if it was going to be IPA, it's like it's missing its bitters.
That's good though. I like that.
Yeah. This is like a dark German. So that makes sense if it's a lager.
And it fits the Sam Adams profile of most things they do are crisp, right? Like you get your flavor.
Yep.
But it's not a lingering. It's not a clingy. It's here. It is.
I agree with most of what you just said, but this particular one does cling on the back of my tongue and my throat a little bit more. That it's got that syrupy kind of thing going. For Sam Adams, I completely agree. Most of their beers finish really tight. This one has like that bitter profile, but then there's that syrup that keeps on going a little bit on this one.
No, I agree with that.
Which makes it different for Sam Adams.
All right, intriguing. I've got a list of Listomania of the top six breweries in Baltimore, and we'll see how many Tom's been to. I've been to at least one of these. Heavy Seas Beer is on the list. Loose Cannon IPA. I've been to this brewery.
We turned down a Loose Cannon because we were doing our beer tastings today, and we're like, wait. No. If we're here at the restaurant, we're not going to sample the commercial beers you have on tap. But apparently, Loose Cannon is not commercial. It's local, so shit. Yeah. However, we disdain that for in favor of crafted cocktails.
I enjoy that brewery. I like their Tropicannon.
Yes! Their Tropicannon is great.
And a friend of mine won an experience there, and we got to actually create our own beer that they put on cask.
What?
No.
And what? Sold to customers. So we got through. That's a way cool story.
So Keep going on with this.
So they gave us, initially it started with a tour, and then they got us deeper and like, okay, here's our hops, pick a hop. And they like walked us through the creation process. And so we picked all of our different flavor profiles, and then they invited us back like 6 weeks later, and they had casked it. And so we got to sit at the bar, and we all drank from it for free. But for any other customer that came up and asked what the cask of the day was, it was our beer, and so they would buy our beer.
What was it called?
I don't remember what we called it.
Damn, to be honest. We're going to edit that out, and you're going to come up with a name, and we're going to edit that back in. Now, make up a name. And
Tom's Badass Beer.
Tom's Badass Beer.
It really wasn't very good, but it was cool to just go through. Well, I mean, because you're basically,
seriously,
this smells good, let's put it in.
And I don't care what the beer tastes like with this story.
Not necessarily knowing, like, is any of this going to, like, meld together?
And it was called Tropicana.
Right. And I still reap the proceeds. So it's wonderful. So keep buying it. But, yeah, I mean, it's in the industrial part. That's near BWI. Wild, man. Yep, like, yep. It's nothing fancy to be in there.
No, not at all.
But the experience was definitely very cool.
Right.
All right, next on the list, Mobtown Brewing Company. This is in the Brewers Hill area of Baltimore. Have you been to this one, Tom?
It's not bad. It's tucked away in this little corner shop. It's not like most of the new brewer experiences, which are in like old warehouses or these industrial complex. Like most things, Baltimore, it sits on the corner of a couple, of a couple streets. Nothing super memorable about it, although it fits the neighborhood bar. Like you walk in, your dogs are allowed there. It's a very small little L bar. They have a couple cats that live behind the bar that most of the customers kind of know by name. So it really fits that Smaltimore kind of feel. Again, their beers.
Smaltimore?
Smaltimore.
I've never heard that.
By the way, they say to grab a pit beef sandwich, a classic Baltimore dish of roast beef prepared over a charcoal fire from Chaps Pit Beef, then sit down at Mobtown.
So, I don't know if you've ever heard of Chaps. It's like the famous Baltimore barbecue.
I think they've been on like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or something.
Yeah, it's off of Route 40 coming into Baltimore. And so they have their food truck parked out certain days of the week behind the facility. So that's the food that they offer. But, I mean, nothing more classic than that than going to a brewery and having Chaps sit outside and getting a great barbecue sandwich.
Why didn't we do that? That sounds amazing.
All right, next on the list, Oliver Brewing Company.
Also, sure-ish my complaint that we didn't try that. Chris, you have to come visit again.
Yeah, Oliver, I feel like, seems more chain-ish. You know, it's more touristy. It's right across from Camden Yards. It's right on Pratt Street. I've never really enjoyed their beers a whole lot. But you walk in, it's a very restaurant setting. Like, you don't feel like you're in a brew pub. I don't know how many of their own beers that they make. I've had, like, two or three personally. But again, like,
which brewery is this?
Oliver. That was Oliver's.
Okay.
Oliver Brewing.
I mean, it's very popular because, again, it is near the yard. They have outside seating on the sidewalk that overlooks Pratt and the whole, you know, Inner Harbor area. So,
but we've,
like,
been to, like, a bunch of breweries like this, Mike, right? Like, remember that one proper offering or whatever? It was like, this is a cool brewery, but this is a pretty generic brewery.
Yes.
Right? Like, I've been to some generic breweries, and it sounds like...
I would think most people that have probably been there don't know that they're even at a brewery. So, like, that's where I would list it as, like, I don't even really consider it a brewery because it's much more of a, like, downtown...
restaurant?
Touristy restaurant. Yeah.
Okay. All right, next is one that I know, Union Craft Brewing. And I know this one... Yeah, because they do, like, much more subtle beers. They're not, like... kick you in the nuts, in the face, kind of IPAs.
Well,
they
do
much more
pin's nice.
Subtle stuff. So have you been to Union?
I have been. I think it's my least favorite of the city breweries. It's a great location. It's a giant location. They have a huge indoor where there's like a built-in food truck and that offers like different pizzas and things like that. And they've got a wonderful outdoor area for like something that is down in the city. I mean, you're kind of looking at the underbelly of like 83, so the view isn't amazing, but like... they've kind of made this like nice little courtyard area where you can kind of enjoy the outdoor atmosphere for as much as you can for something in the city. I just don't love their beers. There's a sour or two there that I like a lot, but I don't love the Duck Pin. But I know a lot of people that like that is their go-to, and I see it at a lot of the liquor stores in Baltimore. So it's definitely popular. It's just not one of my more favorite stops.
All right, next, Nepenthe Brewing Co.
Nepenthe is down in the Hamden area, and it's right near a trio of breweries. Pariah, Waverly, and Nepenthe are all within a mile of each other.
Brewery crawl.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great one because you can just park your car once and like kind of hit all three. I enjoy it. Like it's a different vibe than most breweries. They have some liquor sales there. They have in-food beer, which is pretty rare.
In-food beer?
Sorry.
In-food service.
Where they have their own menu of stuff, and they do trivia nights and things like that. It's a little bit more... what do I want to call it? It's a little bit more upscale feel. It's a little bit more modern feeling for, like, most breweries. So, like, you don't walk in and see all the big casks and kegs and all that kind of stuff. It's much more upscale than that.
Mm.
But their beers are usually pretty on point.
All right, and you mentioned this one just now, Waverly Brewing Company as well.
I'm not a big fan. Like, it does give a cool vibe of, like, your dad's basement.
It looks
right?
kind of cool in the picture here.
Yeah, it's got, like, the wood paneling yep. kind of feel. Like, you're in your friend's basement that like, loves to make beer and, like, you're trying them. But usually when I, like, the last time that I was there, they only had three that were theirs. And they were, like, showcasing, like, some other brewery's beers. I'm like, I came to Waverly to have a Waverly beer, and you have, like, only a couple here.
That does not sound interesting.
Right. And so, like, I've just never truly been impressed, but it does kind of, if you're just going to, like, for a true, like, social, intimate kind of setting, like, that's kind of what it gives off.
Okay.
Hmm.
So Tom's been to all six of these beers, and this was from hopculture.com, and a guy that does beer tours in Baltimore. This was his list, so someone with the last name Bell, I couldn't find his first name.
Yeah, I would do Pariah over Waverly, which is right across the street. Those guys used to be a part of Union.
Okay.
And they split off and then just did their own. So literally, Union, which is also in that sort of Hamden area, is less than like a mile away. And so they found their own location. And I think
it's themselves Pariah.
Pariah,
that's
right?
An interesting name choice.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the breakup was over. And so maybe the name has something right, to do with that.
Right.
But I think it's a little bit better of a setting.
All right, let's do the last Sam Adams beer in the list, Old Fezziwig beer. Open this one, please.
Pass it to Mr. Tom and his bottle opener.
And we really need to pick up the pace here because the battery is almost dead.
Light's blinking.
I can bring an extension cord.
No. We got it. We'll just crank through.
All right, well.
By the way, my bottle opener is from Yingling when I went to that.
Oh, nice.
So tie it all together. Local beers.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, that's
a dark. I remember this as like a. This guy's been out for a long time.
This is our traditional Christmas ale.
One of the like early, weird, different tasting beers. Like, different from the normal. You know, when Sam Adams first came out, it was like Boston Lager, Boston Ale.
Right.
You had your, like, Sierra Nevada, Pete's Wicked.
Right, and then they
Anchor
came
Steam,
out.
Right? Like, you had some beers, but those beers were all, like, by today's standards, mild AF.
Yeah.
right? And this was one that was like, whoa, that's got something different going on, so let's see if it still does.
And it's got a deep ruby.
Yeah.
Dark red color.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you.
I catch a little bit of maltiness on the nose.
I would say more than a little bit, but ooh. Yeah, I definitely get some malt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get much head on my pour, so I can't really see if it's got that nice.
It's got
that,
a nice head
deep,
on mine.
Creamy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've got some of that.
It's cream versus white for the head.
I don't get much flavor. Like I was expecting a bunch of spices. Mm-hmm. Like, but that last beer had way more spice than this.
Yeah, I can't get past the
or the
malt.
Not the black lager. Sorry, the one before that, the wit, the holiday
but
wit.
We give it a moment. I think this one might be good warming up. This opens up a little bit.
Like we don't have time for warming up.
Well, it's got some pepper in the back taste, in the back of your tongue. Try that.
Okay.
Find your pepper. This is not a boot drinking beer. This is more complexity and layers.
Maybe I thought this was different. This is not so much a spiced beer.
No.
What was the other Sam Adams one? The holiday one. Jeez. Maybe it's on this list.
I thought Old
Fezziwig. I thought it was this. Yeah, me too.
But this tastes more like a wee heavy, but
yeah, it's definitely malty, right?
Yeah, this is a malty, but it's got enough bitter. It's not sweet. It doesn't have that syrup aftertaste like the.
No, it doesn't have the molasses that the Sam Adams
Yeah,
black.
Molasses, much better, much better.
All right, here's what they say. An all-time craft beer holiday favorite, Old Fezziwig is a deep mahogany in color with toffee, caramel, and chocolate flavors. It's like
don't
cookie.
Get the chocolate, everything else.
The toffee and caramel for sure, yeah. All right, guys, we had four Sam Adams beers tonight. We started out with the cold IPA. We went to the White Holiday Spiced Ale, then the Black Lager, and then finally we ended with Old Fezziwig. Tom, we're going to start with you. Which was your favorite tonight?
I would have to, I mean, just because of the time of the year, like, I'm not in the spirit of the dark, heavy beer right now, right? If this was wintertime, I think this one kind of really hits.
Yep.
But I'm feeling the campfire April, yeah, springy baseball weather. So I think the lighter one.
The cold IPA? The
nutmeggy, cinnamon.
Oh, whatever, the white.
The white.
Ale, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's holiday resonating white with me, basically just because of the season.
Okay.
Fair.
Mike, no. You're going to go last. I'm going to go next. And I'm going to say probably the white ale, too. Like, I don't know why I'm like, yeah, a little nutmeg, a little cinnamon. I'm down for that right now, even though that's the holiday flavored ale.
But the citrus kept it light.
Yeah, so yeah.
You got the spicy.
I agree.
I like that.
I'm going to have to make it unanimous.
Really?
I'm really happy with this old Fezziwig right now because I'm not seasonally averse to the heaviness of this. And it's almost the best beer tonight, but that white ale had this really cool layer of flavors that each sip was a little bit different and had some things to explore. I like the citrus finish and it was clean. This is good, but it's just a little bit more commitment to drink.
Yeah.
So that I'll put the white on top of it. Like, it was perfect every second of the sipping. Still don't know how I broke this fucking chair.
All right, let's wrap it up. Mike, what's your line?
My line right now
is... Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 120, folks. And we're back to the Sam Adams. You can find our excellent podcast on all kinds of podcatchers. From Apple or Spotify or Amazon or Google Chrome or wherever you may get our podcast, or directly from our podcast host at cnbc.podomatic.com.
cnbcpodcast.com. You can also email us.
cnbcpodcast@gmail.com.
Facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. YouTube.com/cnbcpodcast. And follow us on Twitter at cnbcpodcast. Plus, Instagram. We're starting to post to Instagram. I'm going to start phasing out Facebook and start phasing in Instagram.
I like it. Let's get on better. The IG and get off the
FB. So CNBC Podcast on Instagram. I think it might be CNBC_podcast, but I'll let you know next week.
It is _podcast. I can confirm that, gentlemen and ladies.
All right.
Ladies?
Lady? Oh,
yeah. Beer?
No, ladies. True. Good point.
Beer is for breakfast around here. Drink or be gone. That's from Doug Coughlin in the movie Cocktail.
Read it again.
I believe that was, yeah, Michael Caine. Was it Michael Caine's character? Was that it?
It's the size of a tangerine.
That's not Michael Caine.
Who was the old guy in?
He was in Cocktail. Michael Caine.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
No?
No.
All right. Let me see. Who was that guy? No, it wasn't Michael Caine.
It was the guy that was the Australian guy that was in some other movie.
Roger Donaldson.
The guy with the shirt.
The guy with the shirt.
Yes.
It's a guy with the shirt. Played like an equalizer or some shit.
All right, guys. Drink good beer.
Drink good beer. Cheers.
Cheers. At least a little better than the day in Baltimore. Does anybody hear us pray for Michael Brown or Freddie Gray? Like, no, man. I don't want to do all that. I don't need to keep fighting the swordfish.
Turn the gain up a little bit here.
How's that? Test 1, 2. Mike, you say something.
I just feel existentially depressed all of a sudden, and I do not want to talk.
Tom, you say something.
Wow, that took a turn.
Yeah, oh, right? Let's take all the guns away. Absence of Are we now hot, Mike? Is the mic hot?
Now we're ready.
The mic's hot. Thanks for listening to episode 120.
You don't start with thanks for listening, do you?
I don't?
No.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
This is episode 120
No. Welcome to.